physical health, it's huge. Mental and then physical, working out, staying in shape, saunas, routines, creating things that work for you. You just want to be healthy. I really believe health is the wealth, because we can make all the money in the world, but if you're not healthy enough to enjoy those things and you can't do a basic activity, what's the point? Sleep is one of the biggest things that I advise anybody to start diving into and making sure they're getting great quality sleep.
If you want to figure out what you need to focus on next, and you're like, chaos of your day, chaos of your life, try to go take a nap.
I love that nap advice. That's huge, because it just allows the mind to escape and just relax. If it's not napping, it could be simple meditation. It could be downloading the Headspace app on your phone and playing that for 15 minutes. Stuff like that too can help.
Alex Barrett, the man himself, the one that ruined the Green Bay Packers yet again. Alex, I'm going to send you a cheesehead, brother, because you 49ers, man, you guys just find a way to ruin my year every single year. But that said, you're a good guy. I'm grateful to call you a friend. And, bro, I'm excited to have you on the show.
Yeah, bro. Appreciate you, man. It's been a long time coming, man. We've been, you know, chit-chatting off the screen for, 3 months now? A month or so. So, yeah. Blessed to be here, man. I'm ready to share my story. I'm sorry about, you know, what we do at Green Bay every year, but man, it's just, I kind of, you know, Bosa said it before, we kind of feel like we have the blueprint with some of these teams out there. So it's just ball, man. No hard feelings, but just.
Yeah, I got a couple buddies in the NFL, and when you go through entrepreneurship, I feel like there's like this weird phase, or at least what I experienced was like, don't watch Netflix. Sports are dumb. Like business, business, business. And bro, I grew up a diehard Packers fan from watching Brett Favre when he had that legendary game. His father just passed away. And just his overall like grit mentality, you know, growing up in rural Ohio, losing my father, you know, sports being such a big piece of my family's life and learning all the things that you just can't explain to somebody. Discipline, hard work. Like the tribal building, like a family around it. But then just for me, there's something about Green Bay that I'll always love. And then Aaron Rodgers goes in there. I'm big into like psychedelics and all that.
Oh yeah.
I'll never forget, bro. He had like a press conference and I was like, oh no. I had just done ayahuasca for the first time, like a year prior.
Okay.
And he had a press conference and like, that innate intelligence, that like spiritual side, whatever. I was like, why do I feel like he has done some shrooms or some ayahuasca? And then he went and got like MVP after MVP. And then he brought it up. Like, I knew it. So
yeah, that's huge. That ayahuasca, it's a journey. What is it? A psychedelic that you kind of opens up a new what avenue in your brain or what? How's that work?
Yeah, I'm probably not the one to explain every little detail. It's DMT, which it's...
Oh, it's DMT, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of people will like, or at least from my understanding, their experience, they'll smoke bufa. So I think it's something to do with like a toad or a frog, but ayahuasca is essentially combining like the root and a leaf. It originated in like Peru or Amazon, one of those crazy...
Yeah, they have clinics, right? Like, there's some clinics in some of these countries, right?
Yeah, like it's
like a treatment for like helping with anxiety and trauma from the past. Right?
Yeah, like if anyone's ever done psychedelics, or sometimes if I smoke weed, very rarely, you know, I really don't take much of any substance, but sometimes I smoke a bowl and I'm like, whoa, oh, yeah. Anyway, bro, like back to the point, just. For me, man, I just always have a lot of respect for people doing things at the highest level, right? Like, obviously, getting into any profession or being a professional athlete, the odds are stacked against you, right? And I'm curious to hear, because I know you know your stuff when it comes to, number one, just being the underdog, right? And having an 8-year career so far in the NFL, like, that just speaks for itself, right? Like, the odds of doing that for an everyday person is like 0.0001% to make it in the NFL, let alone have an 8-year career And for you, bro, I feel like you're just now tapping into your prime. You know, I feel like that you're just now really finding your way, and you've had to go through hell and back to even be in there. And I'm excited for you to share some cool things that you're doing off the field as well, because I think you have a whole other level of impact that you're going to set, as you already know, for the rest of your life and futures to come. So again, man, much respect. But for you, how has football impacted your life?
Yeah, football's everything to me, man. It's definitely just molded me into the man I am today. Growing up, you play sports and you kind of do it because mom, dad said so. So you don't really know what you're going to learn through that journey. For me, I was just able to learn so much. I mean, I had, you know, my father off the field, and coaches are like father figures. So, you know, you're kind of just going through these trials and just learning. It's obviously bigger than football, you know, when I look back at it now. So, but yeah, it's everything, man. It's kind of just the foundation of who I am. It's built, you know, discipline, toughness, structure, love, family, like all those key things is kind of like how I carry myself. And then on top of it, you know, a work ethic, commitment, you know, goals, goal setting, goal oriented. So all that, man, it's just, this is what sports brought me. It's what it's allowed me to be able to do. And now, you know, I'm trying to, you know, give that wisdom back and, help whoever I can, really.
Who was your favorite player and team growing up?
Growing up, man. So kind of mixed. My father was from San Diego, so I kind of grew up a Charger fan. And then I had family cousins that are Raiders fans. So it kind of went back and forth, but honestly, growing up is mainly Chargers. And then my favorite player, I loved Antonio Gates.
Well, okay.
LaDainian Tomlinson at the time too, when he played for him. But yeah, Antonio was my guy, man. I wanted to be a tight end. My freshman year of high school, I played tight end, and my dreams were broken after that year because I got moved to the O-line and D-line to play varsity. So, but yeah, man, that's my team. That was my team growing up.
Who would you say is the best athlete that you've played with in your 8-year career, and maybe even in college or high school?
Athlete, man, I've came across some really talented locker rooms. Essentially, you just call them freaks. I remember my biggest, one of the professional early on, the guy I can think about right now is Ziggy Ansah. Ziggy Ansah was defense lineman for BYU. He's from Ghana. Coming in as a rookie, I'm just like, man, how does this guy move like this? I mean, he's standing 6'6", wingspan of like, I don't even know. It feels like a hawk, you know, but just getting off the ball, his mobility, his strength, bro. It's just like, yeah, that guy's special. And then he could just run, bro. He's one of the, you know, most talented athletes I've seen on the field for sure.
What's your favorite memory so far?
So far in the league?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I mean, it's tough. There's a lot, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I'll always remember coming in 2019 and going on that Super Bowl run with the Niners, and like how intense every game was, you know, in those playoffs, man. It was so close, OT a couple times, a couple of those games, and then making it to the Super Bowl. Like that's a very vivid memory of mine. And I'll remember that forever.
Is it the one where the lights went out?
No. We were in Miami for the Super Bowl that year. We played the Chiefs. Lights didn't go out, I don't think. But yeah, I don't know what year that was. But
I know, yeah, my mom.
Yeah, no, you're good. But another memory too is like my time with Detroit, like very tight knit group, man. So it's like you can't really. It's hard to say which memory is the best. Like I just remember like doing things, going out to dinners with the guys, having some food, you know. And then hanging out at the crib after that, you know, just shooting shit. And, you know, as a rookie, those are the things you know, you kind of always remember. And like, I feel like I call those guys anytime, you know, and see how they're doing, you know, that camaraderie built, you know, with those D-line groups and then teams in general is like something you'll always remember.
What should people look out for this year from you?
For me?
Specifically Green Bay. How do we beat you guys this year?
Oh, Green Bay? Shoot, I don't know, bro. I think for us, we got a whole new team. So it's like we just got to build an identity for ourselves as a team. And then, or we already have that, I should say, you know. But really just taking the new guys with open arms and really just build some good chemistry. For myself personally, man, I'm just trying to, you know, get out there, bro, and show the world what I can do. You know, I believe in myself. I know what I can do. But it's one thing, you know, having others see that, you know. So that's definitely what I'm, you know, in this business for. You know, my coach said it before. It's like I'm in the business of proving people wrong, bro. So that's kind of how I continue to keep going, man, really.
Yeah.
Because as you know, we talked about the business side of things. It's kind of like my off the field stuff has been really well lately. And we're kind of like giving me the freedom to be, you know, the player I've always seen myself to be, because I'm not worried about whether, you know, this football sport game is going to be my, you know, my future, my income producer, or, you know, just my sole purpose. So it's just eliminated, you know, all that stress and, you know, that mental game you battle going through that. So yeah, super exciting.
Yeah. And I think what most people may not realize with any professional athlete, misconception, right? Like they can look and Google how much money you've made. They can go see how much Patrick Mahomes and any player, they can see what the contract was for. It's out there, right? And the biggest misconception, in my opinion, is people not understanding that, yeah, sure, although you signed for that, when it comes to understanding, you know, taxes, when it comes to understanding maybe stipulations within the contract. But the biggest misconception of like the longevity of somebody's career and after taxes, after all these miscellaneous variables and maybe having to move cities and moving costs and what you have to do to keep your body and your mind healthy.
That.
Sure, it's a great, I put in quotes, a great problem to have, but the facts are the facts. Most professional athletes, specifically NFL players, their career is very short. And in reality, the money they make, the average player is probably not making that much money when you look at it, when you look at the statistics of it. So you're going to do it all for nothing. It's the name of the show. If you are not likely getting a contract, a solid one with guaranteed money, but most importantly, you and I both know, man, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it's how much you keep and invest. So I want you to shed some light, man, on you had shared like a little slogan of, you know, what the NFL means to you, not from a pessimistic standpoint, it's from a reality standpoint. And then in that principle of what the NFL means to you, and you've instilled that in your career on the field and off the field. And that's why, you know this more than anyone, but I've seen it and I can feel it as well, that the best is yet to come for you. So I'm prefacing all this to say, like, you know, what does the NFL mean to you? And maybe just you sharing a little bit of like the reality of things when it comes to money and the longevity of someone's career.
Yeah, man. So pretty much the NFL is just not for long. That's kind of what that's meant for me. My coach taught me that, and I've just been wise enough to take that in, because he has so many good teachings. But yeah, not for long. It's kind of been my approach every year. You know, you have you picture like a yardstick of like your life, and then a glimpse of that, he has it blocked off on his ruler or the yardstick, is your NFL career. You know, and you know, statistically, that only lasts 3.3 years, they say. And you only play to the age, most NFL guys retire at 27. So average age. So that, I mean, that goes to show like how much life you have after that, you know? But yeah, that's been my approach every year, man. It's like, and given my situation being undrafted, you know, have a stigma on me when I enter the league because of my pro day numbers, because I'm not big enough, because I'm too slow, whatever it may be. It's kind of just put that thing in the back of my head that, you know, this isn't all, you know, I can one, you know, this is all I'm worth. You know what I mean? It's not just football, you know, it's bigger than that, you know, but at the same time, that's been my motivation. That's been the reason why I keep going. It's like I told you earlier, I love to prove, you know, first of all, myself right, and then others wrong, because at the end of the day, I know I'm a football player. You know I can play this sport. You know, I have a skill set. I have a talent. Whether other people see that, that's for me to do and show. But yeah, man, that's kind of, you know, it hit home with me every year. Every year I step into training camp, you know, it's all or nothing, you know, all or nothing. Cause it's like, either I give it my all and, you know, it works out and make the team, or I don't when I'm at home on the couch, you know? So that's kind of my approach every year, man. And it's very fearful. It's very stressful, you know, it's high intensity every year for me, you know, preparing to go into training camp. But thankfully, you know, throughout my 8 years, I've been able to spend a lot of time off the field on building, you know, a business and, you know, investing wisely. Not to say I haven't taken big L's, you know, in a number of markets, but, you know, I always say all those lessons, I mean, all those L's, you know, taught me lessons. And, you know, I'm happy that, you know, I was able to, you know, find a way to get out of those big losses. And turn them, honestly, they just opened more doors for me, you know, opportunities brought me to just think differently and, you know, find other avenues of income that, you know, are really working. So, yeah, man, just been a constant journey for sure.
I love it, man. And I think there's going to be always naysayers and people with opinions and whatnot. Right. And, you know, sure. We get all angles, right. You know, I think some people could say, especially like those diehard fans or people that just want to have opinions online or whatever, they could say, well, if you weren't spending your time doing X, Y, Z, you would have gotten a bigger contract because you would have been more focused on football and blah, blah, blah. Like no one on the other side, right? Me or anyone else listening in, like our opinions are borderline irrelevant, as you already know. But one thing, man, that I admire about you is, you know, yeah, we've been more hands-on one-on-one over the last couple months, but we actually met from previous ventures over a year ago. And what you did, man, is you became educated. You went out online, you started watching YouTube videos. That's where people go wrong, in my opinion, man, is they look at investing as just money. And it's investing time, money, and both. And so if you're coming to me at ground zero, you haven't watched any YouTube videos to understand personal development, financial literacy, how to eliminate debt, how to get access to funding or understanding how credit works, or investing into your first investment property or stocks, or now algorithm trading bots, or taxes. Doesn't mean that you need to be a full-blown expert, but the first thing is know enough to have somewhat of a conversation, know the lingo. And that's what you did. You went out there and you invested your time, like after the hard days of working out and training and knowing the playbook and showing up every fucking day, knowing that it could be not for long or doing it all for nothing. You knew that big contract money or not, I have to be educated in this other area of life by learning about trading, learning about credit, and then money simultaneously, taking the money that you may or may not had, right? Taking the risk to paying for coaches, mentorship, courses. Maybe some investments went south, but ultimately that led to you finding a couple things and building a couple things to say, hey, look, teammate, or look, family member, look, friend, this is who I am, what I'm doing. These are the trials and tribulations I've gone through. I've invested into me. I've invested in these things, time and money, blood, sweat, and tears. And if you want to be a part of it, great. And if you don't, that's okay too. So that's what I admire, man. I'm speaking for you at this point. But dude, like it's just somebody already operating at the highest level, having the grit and the courage to say, no, man, I'm the underdog, but guess what? No, I'm not. I'm in control and I can find destiny on and off the field. So mad props to you, bro.
Yeah, bro. You're sneaking for me, shoot. You did all the work, man. I'm good now. No, that was well said, bro. Like, that's spot on. I mean, it's kind of like now through all my, you know, lessons or trials, all the risks I've taken, you know, I can, you know, share that with somebody to eliminate them from, you know, spending 1 to 2 years of, you know, taking losses and risks. So like, I can put them in a better place with, you know, things I've been through. So I love that, you know, but yeah, too, it's just, man, you just have to like, you have to be in control, you know, in this world we live in. The biggest and best thing, like you said, that I've done is put that time, you know, outside of football and, you know, spend extra money, whether it's $200 to $300, you know, while I'm in Arizona at my mom's crib, because I had a high ankle sprain with the Oakland Raiders in training camp. And, you know, I have a settlement and, you know, a 3-week settlement with them. And, you know, I'm at my mom's crib, you know, rehabbing and trying to figure it out, purchasing, you know, a trading course on, you know, how to trade the stock market, day trading. So, you know, I was doing little things like that and taking the time and going through the videos and educating myself and being like, oh, wow, you can really make money doing this. And then, you know, that taking me to, you know, another ventures where I linked up with you after shortly after was, you know, Amazon e-commerce stores at the time, you know, putting the upfront money there, you know, investing into, you know, a storefront and, you know, having it be managed and, you know, trying to create some passive income. But, and then, you know, down to the next step where, you know, I came on and learned how to fund my business, you know, through, you know, your course and your help. So it's kind of just take each step has taken me to, you know, a higher purpose of just understanding and knowledge that I would have never known about if I didn't take that first step, you know, which is spending that $200 to $300 on learning the stock market and how to trade it. So, yeah, man, it's just my advice to everyone out there is really spend that time, you know, and invest in yourself. You know, I call it invest in yourself. So what I do the same thing, that same formula is, you know, applied to my, you know, daily football career, man. I invest in myself. I spend thousands of dollars a year, you know, on my body just to go out there and perform, you know, because what we do is not natural. The movements are not natural. Pounding bodies. I'm dealing with big guys, you know, 330 pounders. Yeah, you got to invest time and money to, you know, give yourself the best treatment to go out there and perform at a high level. So it's the same thing you should be doing in your, you know, daily life off the field. Or if you're not in the office, you're, you know, at home, you want wealth, you want security, you want to take care of your family, you know, spend that money, put that time on yourself, freaking, and learn something, man, you know? So, it's a huge thing.
Yeah. And we don't got to talk like specific numbers, right? Cause again, people can Google these things and whatnot. And it's not to, it's just the reality of things, right? Whether somebody is making, and this goes for anyone, bro, like this goes for an NFL player like yourself, or another professional athlete, or for another individual, it's like, if you're making $1 million for easy numbers and you are with a mediocre organization like the 49ers, I mean, a great organization, I'm sorry. I thought I was talking about Green Bay there.
You're good.
No, I'm joking. 49ers fan, all you guys, much respect. Just a little salty, but like after taxes, right? Like, after maybe the family and friends coming out of the woodworks, right? Like, you know, not to be precise or exact with numbers, but like living in an expensive city, having to pay rent, and sure, you have the best facilities and access to things, and people give you free stuff and whatnot. But fact of the matter is, like, even if you're making, whether it's league minimum or it's millions of dollars after taxes, after these things, and the amount of, we're not even talking about the amount of time you have to spend on keeping yourself at the highest level with the 49ers, the playbook, you know, everything you have to do that people don't even comprehend, the meetings that you have to attend and the event, all those things, like, I don't even know. And most people don't even know about, right? Dude, you were taking your last pennies and throwing it into trying to find the information and trying to find the next thing. And it wasn't wishing and hoping. It wasn't gambling. It wasn't betting. It was like, dude, I have to figure this out. So I keep bringing this up, man, because people need to know this about you. I don't give a fuck that if Alex has made millions or tens of thousands, I think this message should be shared with everyone in terms of like, if somebody is on their last pennies and they're down on the couch and they're depressed or they're anxious and they're another player that might be injured and certain things are out of their control, like, dude, you're the epitome of endurance. And that's what I love about people is like, how long can you go? And when you get there, can you actually go double the distance? Can you keep going? And if you can, it's because you know your intentions are aligned. You know that I'm here to do bigger, better things, right? And you lean away from that fear and you lean more into your faith, right? Which is, again, exactly what you've done, which is very, very impressive. But for you, what have you seen to be like the biggest impact off the field? Is it like maybe some brand deals that you've done, some speaking engagements, some coaching, consulting? Is it trading? Is it real estate? Is it all the above? Like, what are some things for you that has helped? And none of this is financial, tax, legal advice. None of this isn't in that, obviously, full disclosure. But what are some things that have helped you move the needle personally, professionally, and financially?
As far as you're talking my personal investment wise, like as far as like what's gotten me out of the situations I've been in, or are you talking, can you elaborate more on that? I'm just confused on the question.
I'm excited over here.
No, I know.
Like, for example, we originally connected helping you funding, right? Like you understanding personal and business credit, how to go fund a brand new business or an existing business. And then boom, you were able to deploy that capital into whatever you wish, right? That was to generate you more income. Like, what are like, yo, Tyler, it was these three things. Like, I started here, and this is what's on the horizon. Can you maybe elaborate on like specific things that you did that you think the everyday person or even the everyday player may not be aware about that they could implement themselves?
Yeah. So I think the biggest one that comes to my mind right now is just leverage. Leverage, you know, for me at that time as finding business funding was leverage business credit. Being able to find, you know, credit cards with 0% interest for at least 1 year where I could leverage that into my business model and, you know, produce, you know, an income plus some. Off of that, you know, obviously, and pay back down those cards over time. That's probably the biggest one, man. Even in the trading industry, just like leveraging your positions, whether it's 1 to 20, 1 to 50, 1 to 500, you know, being able to leverage $1 times, you know, 500 or 20 or 50, you know, is a huge win. It allows you to take more profits, you know? So that's the biggest thing, even in corporate America though, too, business loans, you know, taking advantage of all those opportunities is huge. And I feel like that's one of the things off the field that I've learned and I'm starting to apply more into my business because I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's money that I didn't have. So, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people too may be fearful because they don't have the capital, but they don't know that like you can go and, you know, bet on yourself. One, whatever it is you're passionate about doing, go start an LLC. You could just set up a bank appointment, you know, open a business checking account, you know, they'll support you and your dreams of whatever it is you want to do. And then you can go, if your credit's right, you can go and pull out a loan or a business loan or a business, start up a business credit card, man. And you'll have funding 0 to 100K in a month or 2 weeks, you know? So, people may not understand that. People be like, maybe people are sitting on like, how do they get these things done? And, you know, that's one little, you know, piece of game that I can give back to anybody. I mean, that's huge. You know, you can do that a number of times, you know, with whatever business you want to partake in, you know? So.
Yeah. And from a different angle as well, it's like, if somebody's making $1 million and they're getting taxed in California, for example, it's like, after all these expenses and whatnot, like, you know, maybe you're keeping, you know, give or take $600,000. And if you're able to go get funding on a brand new or an existing business, or even on the personal side, you know, six figures, if you're able to do that multiple times a year, hypothetically, it's like you're also just saved 3-4 months, if not 6 months of your life as well, right? Like, that's the 6 months of you being in like the heat of the season, able to get that capital and put it into cash flowing ventures, whether it's an e-com, whether it's in trading, whether it's in real estate. So I totally agree, man. I love that answer as far as leverage. But for you as well is relationships, right? I think every celebrity, professional athlete, anyone that has a nice little blue check mark, well, I guess anyone can have it these days. You know, like just that alone, man, like what doors can be open. Because again, for me, I look at it from a discipline standpoint, whether I like the player or not and the team they play for, it's more of like, well, you know, God given talent, but also the hard work to get them there and to keep them there, that speaks for itself. And I like to be around people like that. So for you, what have you done outside of like investing and all the cool trading stuff? And I'm sure we might come back to a little bit of that here, but I know you're really big on, you know, health and wellness and your faith and just mindset and just kind of taking care of your mind and your body. I know you have some ideas in the future, maybe now, of exploring some ventures there when it comes to health and wellness.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, that is huge. One, first of all, would be faith. It's, you know, I'm Christian, you know, I believe in God. So, you know, whatever that may be for anybody out there, so as long as they have someone to go to, that they can trust and have faith in and just give all fear to, and just only accept love. I mean, that's huge, you know? So having that relationship with whatever God you choose or whatever you believe in, I think that's huge. And that's where it starts. Next would be, man, yeah, mental health, physical health, you know, just, you know, it's been a huge journey for me over the last 3 years, as far as like just learning all these emotions that I didn't know I had, you know, and a lot of that's due to, you know, my beautiful fiance and daughter, you know, just teaching me a lot of different things about myself, you know, through like my stubbornness or, you know, my lack of patience, you know, and just a whole different side of, you know, being a human, you know. So, you know, football has kind of put me in a, like a robotic form of like emotion, to where like I kind of just operate this way and this is how it's going to be done. You know, don't be soft about it, you know, otherwise you're kind of, it's kind of cutthroat, you know what I mean? So ever since I was little, you know, coaches tell you, don't be a girly girl, you know, blah, 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 you know, all the words I'm trying not to say, but it kind of just wired me at not feel anything, you know, numb, you know, you gotta be tough. You gotta keep going. You gotta push through. So, and it's been a blessing at the same time. But it's also, you know, in my later years, as you get into more, you know, you have bigger responsibility, you have a family, go through things, you know, it's kind of like, oh dang, that kind of blocked off a whole side of me that I didn't know I had. And over the last 3 years, I've learned a lot about that. Spent time, you know, the Niners has blessed me too. You know, I utilize all the resources that I have. We have, you know, a really good therapist. So I sit down almost every week and talk with my therapist. You know, people may think it's weak or not, but it's really just helps you get, you know, some of this deep pain that you have inside, traumas, grief, whatever it is, out. And you can explore that and you learn about yourself. And you can't, I mean, bro, like, it's just so, I mean, it's just, there's just so much I've learned, you know, just through therapy, you know, for myself. And then, yeah, man, it's just, you know, that mental side of, you know, things is huge. From there, it goes back to my, you know, physical health, you know, I mean, it's, and physical health is like, it's huge, you know, mental and then physical, working out, staying in shape, saunas, you know, routines, create things that work for you. You just want to be healthy, whatever. I really believe like health is the wealth in this world, you know, because we can make all the money in the world, but I mean, if you're not healthy enough to enjoy those things and you can't do a basic activity, what's the point? You know what I mean? So it's kind of my mindset around all of that, man. And, you know, I think, you know, I will be opening a gym in my future, and it'll be exciting, man, because I'm passionate about it. So, you know, I've had some really great mentors, and just the way things are going now, it just makes sense. So, yeah, super exciting. But I will definitely have a place for, you know, some top tier athletes to go and, you know, take their game to the next level, bro. So
what are some things that you've done in the gym to you know, level up, right? Is it certain movements that you've done over the years? Is it certain foods that you know?
Yeah.
As supplements that you've taken?
So for me, it started after my second year. Great mentor of mine, David Lawrence. He's out of Detroit. He's a owner, CEO of Mecca Gym. He just really starts in the kitchen, you know, cutting out starchy foods, bad carbs, fried foods, all that stuff, and really just going, you know, grass-fed, carnivore diet with, you know, nuts and berries and, you know, good amount of grains. Very basic, man. But doing that, you know, I went from like, I think it was 19% body fat my rookie year to 13%. So it really, as athletes, we don't really need to carry excess fat. You know, it's inflammation at the end of the day. So it's like, and then if you're an NFL athlete, why wouldn't you be in the best shape you could possibly be, you know, to go out there and perform? So that kind of, those are kind of things that, you know, kept me around. And then obviously training, you need a formula, you know, that works. And I found one through David Lawrence, my mentor, which is the Poliquin, whole Poliquin group and coaching tree. It kind of is a training, you know, Olympic style training, a lot of eccentric load. I had a lot of just full range of motion too, on that stresses your tendons, you know, in a way that, you know, just going down to 90 degrees squat wouldn't do. You know, you got to get all the way in the hole, you know, with controlled weight, controlling that weight, and just builds like muscle elasticity. So, yeah, man, I mean, that's my training, man. It's just really, it really correlates to what I do on the field, and it's worked for me, obviously, for, you know, the last 8 years. So,
help. Yeah, similar. If you look at it from a business perspective, right, the best employee, the asset, is the one that's available, and it's no different for you guys when it comes to professional athletes, especially those in the NFL, right? You know, it could be something as what you had just mentioned, which you would know way more than me on, is the inflammation side of things, right? Like, you drop your body fat from 19% to 13% is absolutely insane. But what you're saying is, like, your body just feels better. There's not as much inflammation. You're recovering faster. So then guys like me that have, you know, stress, you know, in business or in life, your body's up inflammation, and then boom, you tear your Achilles, right? And you could ruin your whole career. And I mean, shoot, wasn't one of your teammates, right? One of your teammates in the Super Bowl running out on the field. But, you know, don't want to speak for him, but like, dude, when I saw that, I just knew, because I had just gone through an Achilles tear. I'm like, brutal, bro. Like,
yeah,
saying that's the case for him or anything like that, but just having that inflammation in your body on or off the field, you just feel better, because most people's wealth is spent on medical bills at the end of their life. So again, they have nothing to show for it. They work their whole life. They do all these things. And then all that money that they work their ass off for goes right towards their health. It goes right towards medical bills. And that's why a rich man has 99,000 problems and a sick man has one.
Or does. Yeah, true, man. It's true. That's a sick man has one. That's true. Inflammation is huge, man. I really like, the more you learn about inflammation, the more you realize like how big of an impact it has on your life. So eliminating that as much as possible is key for me. There's a number
other things that you eliminate. Sorry to interrupt you, but I thought you're good. I think for me, bro, like one thing I like is, instead of like telling people to like sauna, cold plunge, get credit, buy properties, get an algorithm trading bot, buy this. It's like, I think people are just like so stimulated. It's like always the next best thing. That what you said was flawless. It was like, it's actually taking things away. It's taking away like thought patterns, habits, people that you're associated with, foods that you're eating. Maybe you're in four different investments. Maybe you need to sell three. Just focus on one and get that peace of mind back, right? So in your life, like what are some other things, again, personally, professionally, financially, like
great.
Some things that you like took out of your life? Because I think naturally when you take those toxic things out, God will give you opportunities to capitalize bringing good things in.
Yeah, for me, I tend to, over the years, I tend to overextend myself in a number of different, I felt like I had to be tapped into everything, you know? And it's kind of, like you said, take those four things and make them into one so you could focus on that one. That's kind of what I've done over the years. You know, I was tapped into the crypto market, NFT craze, you know, came up whatever year that was. I can't even think of it right now, but I felt like I was missing, it was called FOMO, missing out on all these opportunities that I wasn't giving my full energy to one of them, you know? And over the years I've learned, if I just gave my full energy to one of them, you know, I probably would have been more successful, but I wasn't. I was kind of tapped into all these different avenues of things that I thought can produce me income. And, you know, I wasn't fully invested and therefore I took L's, you know, and those things. So definitely narrowing that to one and focusing in on that one was the biggest game changer for me. And it goes off the field and on the field. On the field, it's like I'm doing so much of all these little modalities to help with the inflammation, to help get my body ready. But what's like the one that I need to focus on the most? And for me, it's not, you know, for me, it's just consistency. It's just being consistent. And it's as simple as, you know, probably rolling out every day and just doing a stretch before bed. That's, and then honestly too, on top of that, just focus on better sleep, you know, eliminating stress from your life. You're, you know, taking care of your mental so you can get a great night's rest. I think sleep is the one of the biggest things that, you know, I advise anybody to start diving into and, you know, making sure they're getting great quality sleep. So,
yeah, one of the jokes I like to tell clients of mine, or better yet, it's actually like talking into a mirror. If you figure out your problems, try to take a nap or try to go to sleep, because the anxieties and the fear will start creeping in, right? Like that's what's keeping you up at night, is the anxiety of what you did not get done that you said you were going to get done, that you broke with yourself, or the depression of maybe things that you did do that you regret doing. That's one of my fun little jokes that I like to remind myself, is like, if you want to figure out what you need to focus on next, and you're like in the chaos of your day, chaos of your life, you try to go take a nap. Right? You might go to sleep just fine and you're like, hey, yo, you're good, man. Just keep doing what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
Things start coming to mind. And I found that same thing, like being in the sauna, just spending that time alone really is super, super impactful.
No, that's huge. I love that nap advice. That's huge because it just allows the mind to escape and just relax, man. I think that's the biggest thing. If it's not napping, it could be simple meditation. It could be downloading the Headspace app on your, you know, phone and, you know, playing that for 15 minutes or you know, they have daily meditations, man. They're huge. Pop in your headphones, just go lay down in this dark space. So stuff like that too can help escape that, you know, that constant cloud of just thoughts just going on crazy, man. So no, but that's I like that. A nap is good.
Yeah, and the pressure and responsibilities too, right? Like have this one pressure and responsibility that I don't have to deal with, which is called, well, I do 50% of the time. It's called a Hispanic mother, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you came to her, you said, hey, no tortillas. I'm removing starchy foods. My trainer's got me on this diet. How did you bob and weave? Is that why like Mexican fighters are the best? It's because they like, you're just getting hit with chanclas all day long.
Chanclas all day, bob weaving. Is that what it is? Shoot, probably. Who is that? What's his name? Ruiz. So was the big Mexican guy?
The heavyweight dude? Like the...
Yeah, the heavyweight guy.
Oh, man. Big, dude, now he's like, have you seen him? I think he's
is
like...
Is he leaner? He's leaner now, right?
Yeah. He went and like just completely one of the biggest upsets of all time. You know,
man. Game.
Mike Tyson getting upset from, shout out to Columbus native, of course. This is horrible. Just forgot his name. Damn, that... You gotta love that. But yeah, bro, he like went on like, I'm a heavyweight champ. I got some money and a name now. I think he went, had some fun, and then his ass looks like he's back in the gym and focused. So,
wow. Yeah. No, yeah, definitely dodging chonklas was it, bro. Well, that's how I'm able. That's where my athleticism comes from. But
you're a family man, though. Like you had mentioned, but that's a whole other aspect of like being in the NFL, being a professional athlete, you and or females or whatever you're into, you know, maybe Dwight Howard's a little different. That's what they're saying these days. And you know, that's on them. Just abundance, right? Like you could probably slide in some DMs. Your options may or may not be open. You can hear things from certain men in the locker room, and it's not to knock, it's not to, you know, bring skeletons necessarily out of the closet. The point I'm getting at with this is it's transforming to be a man. It's transforming to be loyal. It's transforming to be a father like you are. It's transforming to have your Hispanic mother to be proud of the son she raised. No matter how much money you have, no matter if you made the game-winning play, all those certain things based on the influences around you and the pressures, whether they're real or made up, and the responsibilities that you have. So what are some things that you've learned being a father, that you've learned being a fiance over the years while handling, you know, your professional career at the highest level?
Oh, man, there's so much I've learned.
And maybe bring your girl on. She might have some opinions, too.
Yeah, seriously, we should hop on. But man, I mean, there's so much I've learned. I've had to learn boundaries, patience, trust, all that, just so many things that go into, you know, a relationship. But you know, I knew from the start that she was the one for me, so it made it very simple. But it was just a lot of just growth, man. All the last 4 years I've been going on our fifth year, it's just all been growth, you know. There's been hard times, there's been good times, you know. It's all reflecting from that and just growing together and going through it together. But yeah, I'm very family oriented. We have a beautiful daughter. She's 13 years old now, getting ready for high school. So it's like, I mean, this is my little family, man. Yeah, it's crazy. So we're just, you know, we got our puppy, we got our little Bernie Doodle, man. We got our little, this is our family. And it's just really just enjoying these times, growing together, you know, probably going to have another one soon, you know, in the future. So, yeah, not
at least, right?
Planning, you know, obviously. So, but yeah, man, it's just all those, you know, it's all family, man. I grew up in a household with, you know, two younger brothers, and, you know, my mom and dad were together for 26 years. So, you know, it's just love and, you know, always doing things together. But man, it's just a lot of, I've learned so much. I can't even narrow down one thing, bro. Honestly, like there's so much that goes into, you know, family and relationships for sure.
Like, yeah, the consistent theme, and obviously I know more conversations, but like, I think the consistent theme, man, that like you can help others with in terms of sharing your story, and I'm going to continue to push you because people need to know who you are
tell
in this world. You've just done a good job of like, I think just eliminating whether it's certain foods in your diet, whether it's eliminating, okay, I've learned these seven things online through YouTube, coaches, mentors. I'm going to eliminate these four and three. I'm going to eliminate maybe certain ways I was in my personal and professional relationships to make sure that, you know, trust and loyalty and, you know, compassion, love, and all these things are there. You've eliminated those thought patterns. You also eliminated the stigma around being a big badass NFL player of it's okay to go speak to the therapist, to eliminate that chatter in your head, eliminate that pressure off your back to go, oh man, I just feel better just getting that off my chest, getting that off my back. What if the therapists are telling the coaches like, hey, yo, this one's a bitch.
Yeah. I've always thought that. That's probably why guys don't go, but they're probably like, he's an inside man.
Yeah.
It's crossed my mind. But
yeah, it's a setup. Yeah,
even if there was going on, man, at least I'm trying to take care of myself, you know?
Could just like, yeah, man, you know, the player, like, you know, number 17 or 12 or 20, what he was just saying, he was doing this, man. And like, I don't know.
Then next day's cut.
He's cut, he's traded. Yeah. Who's been the biggest mentor, man? Like, again, 8 years, you've seen a lot of people come and go. You know, you're in a lot of different circles, connected to a lot of different people. Like, whether it's, I'm sure obviously tons of people can come to mind even thinking about that question after the show, but like, who's been the biggest mentor and or a couple big mentors that's really changed your life?
And I mean, I feel like over the years,
obviously, like, come on, bro.
Yeah,
you up, come
on. My boy Tyler right here. But no, I mean, I feel like every year it's someone new for me. You know, it can be a coach, it can be a player, teammate, it can be my fiance, it could be my daughter. It's just people that are around me that are pushing me to be better. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't really have one big mentor that I go to every day and ask for advice for. You know, I don't have that. So I find a lot of that in all these other people, you know, that I respect, that, you know, I value their input, and even, you know, how they're doing things in their daily life. For example, a teammate of, you know, like Eric Ong said, what he does outside of the football field is like, it's unreal. I'm like, how do you do it, bro? Like, I'd be so tired. I mean, he's involved in the communities, you know, just helping the youth, has a foundation. It's like, how do you find the time to do this and give back, man? It's super inspiring and super humbling for me. And it just, you know, challenged me to be better. You know what I mean? Because I've been kind of in the shadows, man, just, you know, upset about my career over the last 3 years being on practice squad. You know, I'm kind of just disappointed in myself, kind of just, you know, I can't, you know, I'm just a practice squad guy. I don't have nothing to say. I can't give back, but, you know, I can, man, and I really can. That's why I'm on the show right now, to, you know, just to, you know, start that process, man, and challenge myself and push my ways that I've never been pushed before. So, I mean, I have mentors everywhere. It can go my personal, you know, my D-line coach, you know, he's been with me every step of the way. Like I said, my fiance, you know, my training coach mentor, David, all these people have contributed into my life in ways that, you know, I can really, you know, apply, you know? So, I mean, I don't have one set answer for that, bro, but
I know you've mentioned, your dad and obviously coaches and, you know, mom as well, but Unfortunately, you had lost your dad in recent years, right? How did that
affect
your life?
Yeah, my dad passed away in 2018, May 26. He had stage 4 liver cirrhosis, and it was due to alcohol abuse, alcohol addiction, just something he did. When I talk about the mental game, I feel like his childhood, you know, really played a, you know, put a toll on him as a man, made him question a lot, you know, just traumas growing up too. So, you know, as he came into his teens, to his, you know, meeting my mom and being a young man, he kind of, you know, developed a way to deal with all this through drinking, you know, whether it was beer after work, you know, it kind of just became consistent, and over time it, you know, kind of got out of hand. But yeah, I feel like there's a big side of that. If I were to talk to my dad now, you know, I wish I can have those more man-to-man conversations about like his childhood and, you know, understand, well, I feel like I understand now what he was going through. So yeah, man, I mean, it took his life. It is definitely, addiction is real. If you know anybody, please try to get him help, you know. It's never too late before it's too late. So it's like, really, like, if you're hearing it, just, you know, reach out to them. They'll know you're there for them. But I mean, yeah, since he's been gone, man, it's, you know, kind of, it was crazy when it happened. You know, flew to Arizona, you know, went to the hospital. We had a pool plug. And then, you know, I remember calling my coach, man, and just being like, hey, this happened. You know, I'm going to need some time. And I literally just took a week, because it was around this same time where we'll be getting into May. It was like OTAs, and I'm on my second year, you know, 2018. So, you know, I'm young, just, you know, want to keep playing, you know. And I just kind of took a week, you know. We were able to get the services for his funeral done, which, you know, I helped cover myself, you know, given the blessings of my rookie year. So, yeah, funerals are not cheap, man. It's crazy. And then, I took my week. We got it done, had his funeral, you know, and then I was literally right on the year flight back to Detroit, man. Just, I probably should have took more time. Honestly, all I knew was that's kind of how I dealt with it, was just put it behind me. Not to say that I haven't been grieving over the last 4 years. I have, and I'm going to grieve forever. You know, there's going to be tough days where you just remember, you know, your father, your loved one. So yeah, man, I just, you know, show back up to practice like nothing happened. And, it was a sacrifice I did at the time without thinking, you know. And, you know, I wish I could go back to be with my family more, but you can't change the past. But, you know, now I've learned so much through it. You know, more, I feel like my relationship with him is closer than it's ever been. And God's allowed that. And, you know, with my family, we're constantly going through just chit chat about good memories. So, making sure we're there for each other. You know, life's too short, man. It really is. So, you got to make the most of it, you know.
I could not agree more, brother. Career. Well, what are the Niners getting from you this year? We got the draft coming up. You know, you guys are coming off of a phenomenal season. You have thought indifferently of yourself in terms of just being the practice squad guy, right? But hey, look, you got another contract. You're putting in the work off the field. You're training your ass off. You're taking care of your mind, your body, you know, your soul and spirit and faith, you know, taking care of your family, taking care of your investments. Yeah. What are the Niners getting this year, bro? Like why do people need to pay attention?
Shoot, they're just getting a complete version of myself. They're just getting a better version of myself than I was last year. You know, I've been around here long enough. You know, I've learned every year. I've gotten better every year. They're just getting a better version, man. And, you know, it's my part to go and go put it on tape, bro. So
let's go.
Ready, bro. Trust me.
Just when you hit them, like, don't slam Jordan Love too hard. All right. Just
Oh, yeah.
Lay him down a little bit.
I can't stand, honestly, like we played, I think we played, I forget what year it was. Oh, 2 years ago, we played them in preseason, Packers. Man, y'all got the ball out so quick because you didn't want Jordan Love to get hit. Oh my gosh, I was so pissed. Because all that does for me is just limit my opportunity of getting to quarterback. You know, and you guys had double. I mean, you guys played it the right way. Ball was out quick. But, you know, in crunch time preseasons when you're trying to make a squad, bro, I need some time in the pocket so I can get there. You know, it's tough, man. It's tough. Like, two people don't take that into account. Like, you know, we're Niners are known for having one of the best D lines. So teams know this and they're going to do everything they can to protect a quarterback. And one of those things is getting the ball out quick. One of those things is leaving tight ends and running backs in the, you know, in the pocket to chip us and throw us off our game. So it makes it very tough every year to really put some good tape out there and get those statistics, man. But go ahead.
Oh yeah, no, I was going to just say, you know, after things that you've done as well, as we wrap this up, you got some investment stuff going. And again, just to reiterate, not financial tax, legal advice. This is you sharing, you know, things that are working for you and things that you're helping your friends, you're helping some of your teammates in the locker room as well. But yeah, what do you have going on off the field in terms of like investments and new business ventures and whatnot?
Yeah, one of the first things I got going on is a rental property in Scottsdale, Arizona, condo. I just Airbnb it. I bought that in 2020 for a real good price. You've used a FHA loan, put like 3.5 down. So super, super smart if you're looking to invest in property. I just do a FHA loan. And obviously I've done, you know, 2020, I was looking to buying a duplex or a multiplex, obviously, so I can live in one and rent out the other ones, you know, just to bring in some cash flow. And then that's one little thing. So I'm definitely into real estate. The other one is, you know, what's bringing me cash. Over the last 2 years, I came across, you know, as you know, algorithms, software technology that trace the markets for you. So, you know, through that rabbit hole, I've made great relationships, great partners. That's partnering with funds, you know, to, you know, help them manage their funds. So taking my business to the next level that way with, you know, a software trading company. And yeah, man, it's really just the simple version. It's an AI algorithm that, you know, has its algorithm and a trade for you. And it's really just bringing you profits, whether it's 5 to 10% a month or 2 to 3% a month. It's something you're not going to see out there in the world right now. You know, the economy where it's at, it's just, we're very fortunate to be where we're at with this, you know, technology we have in our, you know, in our pocket, really. So
yeah, just, you know, every day that goes by going the traditional route is just not going to work. And it doesn't mean that it can't for certain people with certain goals or certain lifestyles and things, right? And it's not to bash or anything like that, right? It's just the reality of things, of getting a job, buying a house, putting money into a traditional retirement account, or dollar cost averaging into the S&P 500. When you understand the core principle of the financial system of fiat currency and money and debt and credit and all one and the same. It's every day that goes by, every year that goes by, that dollar, the most powerful fiat currency in the world, is losing almost double digits, if not more than double digits, losing 10%+ a year, right? If not more, if you're going to the grocery store, if you're paying for rent, like how more expensive has people's life gotten the last 4 years? And there's no sign of that slowing down. So I totally agree. Leverage, like you said, coming back to that, right? Leveraging people, leveraging money, leveraging, again, people and relationships, leveraging time, leveraging skill set to go monetize that. And then leveraging technology, right? To say, hey, I can remove my emotions. The number one reason why people lose money, FOMO, fear of missing out. So they start money in because they see it all on Twitter, all online. They see all these influencers or greed, right? And that's what the algorithms that, you know, you've utilized, it's going off of data. It's going off of different asset classes, and it's designed to consistently earn money.
So
wherever you're at in the world, none of it's guaranteed. But hey, that allows you to go focus on what you need to focus on, which is doing more podcast shows with Tyler, right? Going to the gym, spending time with your family. And that's the whole motto, man, is just that. So Alex, again, wouldn't be mindful of time, brother. What else do people need to know about you, man? Because you're going to be on some podcast shows, whether you like it or not. You already know that. I'm going to make you get on some because people need to see your face and what you're all about. But what do people need to know about you?
Shoot, man. For me, they just need to know I'm ready to give, man. If anybody needs help, they need, you know, a piece of advice, you know, life, football, you know, business, you know, I'm just here to give back, man. I'm here to share my experiences to help you, you know, eliminate a failure in your life or a hard time. You know, that's all they need to know about me, bro. That's where I'm at now. I'm super passionate about it. I can talk, you know, the business and algorithms all day. You know, you said I got to go because I got to go to an appointment, but I can really talk about that all day because, you know, passive income, I've always believed in it and I've always known it's there. And we have that at our hands. So, being able to take advantage of that, you know, it's just huge. And you know, it allows me, like I said, and I know it would give a lot of people, you know, security and knowing, you know, that something's working for them, you know, instead of sitting, you know, especially working for them while, you know, they're sleeping or they're out at their 9 to 5, they're putting overtime because it's working for them, the algorithm, you know, or I'm on the field, but I got an algorithm that's working for me while I'm literally on the field. It's printing me some money. So it's just like, oh, it's huge, man. We're in a good place, man. I'm just doing my part, trying to give back and show some love. That's it.
I love it, bro. Just a little bit of patience and time
and
you know, it's going to continue to speak for itself. So I'll let you get to your appointment. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. All your info will be below.
Yeah.
Again, really appreciate it, man. You're going to have a killer season. I already know it. And everything that you're doing behind the scenes, it's going to be really cool to see all of that come to light. And just super grateful for you, man. So thanks again for doing this.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Hi, dog.